Be strong, June 3. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I sware unto their fathers to give them. For many months I have been troubled as I have seen how some of our sensible men whom God has used in his cause are perplexed over the scientific arguments of satanic agencies. I have not known what to do. While I was studying over these things Sabbath night a week ago, I had a vision of speaking before a large company, where many questions were asked concerning my work and writings. I was directed by a messenger from heaven not to take the burden of picking up the sayings and doubts that Satan is putting into minds. Stand as the messenger of God anywhere, in any place, I was bidden, and bear the testimony I shall give you. If the Holy Spirit is not received, but rejected, all your words will be as idle tales. Be free. Bear the testimonies that the Lord Jesus has for you to bear in reproof, in rebuke, in the work of encouraging and lifting up the soul, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. When I awakened from the vision, I was praying with great fervor and earnestness, and could not cease praying. My soul was strengthened, for the words had been spoken, "Be strong, yea, be strong." Let none of the seducing words of ministers or physicians distress your mind. Tell them to take the light given them in publications. Truth will always bear away the victory. Go straight forward. Do not take up the unbelief of anyone in order to try to convince him. If the convincing representations and impressions of the Holy Spirit evidenced for the past half century will not be accepted as trustworthy evidence, nothing hereafter will bring them to their senses, because the bewitching guile of Satan has perverted their discernment. Go forward. Be of good courage. If the Spirit of God be entertained in the place of the underworking of evil spirits on mind and heart, all who have been working against God will come to their right bearings. A great work is to be done now in convicting souls. The message must in no case be changed from that which has been. As has been foretold in the Scriptures, there will be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the midst of the church, and these evil influences will increase, but hold fast the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. The perils of the last days are upon us. Devote not precious time in trying to convince those who would change the truth of God into a lie, God's judgments on cities.